Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, good morning, America. This is Rich Sheban from Montana, sitting in for Vince today. And pardon my lack of preparation. I just got a call minutes ago to sit in for him, so that's okay. I've got about 7 years' worth of notes that I wouldn't have time, even if I did monologue, but thank God I have one of the USA Prepares great partners, Gwyneth Isaacs, hopefully on the phone. Gwyneth, are you there?
Hello there, Rich. I'm here. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. It's actually really, really early morning here in Australia. It's just after 2 a.m. in the morning.
Well,
here in Australia.
Good evening, since you should be on your eighth dream.
Oh, boy. My dreams have been really interesting lately. The latest one was having a computer doing a reboot. So whether that's significant or not, I don't know. Probably is. Dreams usually are.
Is awesome. I didn't know.
In my dreams, I do.
I see.
At the moment, that's the only place I have one that works. Yeah. So, oh my gosh, here in Australia, things are just going downhill so quickly.
It's just absolutely amazing to see. Yeah, I listen to Maria Z once in a while. She's on the Stu Peters Network and a few other channels. And Australia's been totally taken over by the Nazi fascists, the totalitarian, authoritarian dictators. And it's very sad what's happening actually worldwide. We're literally living in the Twilight Zone episode. And, folks, if you want to hear, and what I'm referring to is not just the economy, the social issues, the political issues, basically all the fraud. But if you want to listen to what I said yesterday about American election fraud and the AI bioweapon known as the vaccine, you can tune in to yesterday's broadcast, me and Vince. And I went over as much information as I could possibly squeeze in a short amount of time. So, Gwyneth, let's try to address the free world. What kind of information can we give them that they could, you know, put on the shelf, take home, find useful in any realm, whether it be self-sufficiency or economics or anything? What do you have going for the people today?
Okay. To start with today, what I would like to do is I would like to just go into some detail of what's physically going on here in Australia, because I don't know what Maria Z has been saying. I've had no internet for the last little while. My sons were going to bring me some prepaid internet credits on Monday, I think. And he showed up and he said, "I'm very sorry, Mum, I couldn't get you any cell phone credit." And I said, "Oh, why is that?" And he said, "I went into town and there was no electricity." And I said, "What do you mean there was no electricity?" And he said, "Oh, it happens all the time. They've got a power outage." And I said, "What? What do you mean it happens all the time? Because I don't have any idea what happens, you know, 50 miles up the road. Or, you know, actually it's probably about 20 or 30 miles up the road. I don't have any idea what happens in town because I'm not in on the grid. And, you know, it could be happening 30 miles away and I would be completely oblivious to it. And he said, yeah, it happens all the time. It's, they've got another blackout. And I said, what? And he said, yeah, I'm very sorry, but I had to come anyway. I've got the other stuff that you wanted. And so I said, oh, well, thank you very much for that anyway, son. I was just absolutely amazed. And I said, well, just text me through the code when you get it, because when you get a prepaid internet voucher here in Australia, they print you off a docket at the supermarket. I don't know if they have prepaid cell phones in America or how the payment system works, but here in Australia you have a you get a prepaid internet voucher. You have a you can have a your own cell phone. You get a SIM from the cell phone company, and you put the SIM in your own phone, and then you buy credits from the supermarket or from the fuel stop. You know, they call them servos here in Australia, you know, service stations where you buy fuel, and or truck stop or whatever, and then you type in the 12-digit number into your phone and it recharges that amount of credits and puts that amount of credits onto your phone. Then you can have data and make calls and use the SMS and all the rest of it. But anyway, that's a side issue. That's how it works in Australia. I'm not sure if you have anything equivalent in the US or not. But the thing is that he couldn't get me the credits from town because there was no electricity in town. And, I mean, he said, oh, yeah, they lose electricity for like 3 or 4 hours and then someone turns it back on again or they fix something or whatever. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. How often does this happen? And he said, oh, 2 or 3 times a week. And I said, what? You've got to be kidding me. 2 or 3 times a week? And he said, yeah. Just what happens. And, you know, it's amazing how quickly we normalize the stuff. Because when I was on the grid, which was 10 years ago, we practically never had power outages. You know, it was just the grid was the most... You know, when I was a little kid, I remember having a lot of power outages, but that was different. That was Rotorua in New Zealand. And they had geothermal issues to deal with, and I think that they ate through a lot of the electrical cables and stuff, that the sulfur. But this is it. It's amazing how quickly we normalized the stuff, where to my son, going into town and having a power outage was just normal. And for me, it's like, you've got to be kidding me. You mean they're losing like half a day out of every 2 or 3 days, practically, for having to shut the supermarket for, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 hours of every day, 2 or 3 days a week.
Well, Gwyneth, we shouldn't be surprised. You know, the World Economic Forum, the UN, the Council of Foreign Relations, you know, it's all the same people, and they're pretty much running every show, and they're in the process of eliminating sovereignty for every country because everything's so corrupt. Joe Biden just recently agreed to pay $1 billion for climate reparations. China will pay nothing, and China's putting up, and I'm conservative in this estimate, basically plant for the biggest carbon producer in the world in China, which is coal.
Yeah.
They're putting up at least one a week. And I've read sometimes even as much as 3 or 4. And I'm sure it depends on the week. So we're, you know, eliminated our leases. It's very obvious that they want a major worldwide collapse so they can come in with the Green New Deal, the social credit scores, the Great Reset, and have major depopulation along the way. Because I've given the chart over the years, Gwyneth, where energy, as energy increases, so does population. Well, for every reaction, for every action, there's a reaction, right? I mean, it works in the opposite way, too. So it's all part of the agenda. Yeah. And I don't know if you ever listen to some of the things that I say on the air, but I've all this stuff, all these objectives, all these agendas, from climate change to creating civil war, race war, you know, UN troops and mercenaries, financial enslavement, the Great Reset. Everything's engineered by BlackRock, UN, World Economic Forum, the vaccine slash death shot, the Paris Agreement, the climate change and social credit score, tyrannical takeover, censorship, tracking, tracing, social credit scores, surveillance, assigned sustainability, ESG and EDI scores, MMT and UBI in order to delegitimize work and put people on corporate slash government beer money because it's the same thing, critical race theory, Green New Deal, digital centralized cryptocurrency by the powers that be, or everything run by non-elected people. This is all by design, all of it.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is, Rich. And I've been studying this topic for, gosh, since I was 17, so I'm going to be 48 soon. In the next few days, actually, let me think, 26th of Saturday, 27th. Next Tuesday, I'm going to be 48 years old. So that means I would have been studying this topic for around about 31 years. And I first began studying it through the works of Barry Smith. And I don't know if you've heard of Barry Smith. He's a Christian Pentecostal pastor. He's gone on to glory now. But he's living in New Zealand and I think the Pacific Islands. I think he married a Samoan woman, and I think that he was a missionary in Samoa for a little while. And so he could speak Samoan, and he could speak, obviously he could speak English. He was from New Zealand. I'm not sure if he could speak New Zealand Maori or not. But he found that he was at the epicenter of something truly strange back in the 1970s, and of course that's when they were testing all of this out in New Zealand. That's when I was growing up in New Zealand. And New Zealand and Australia were getting all of this really weird stuff come across their doorstep, and it was all of this New World Order rubbish. And we've been dealing with it ever since. And Dan Andrews, who is the state premier, kind of like the state governor here, in Victoria, he is such an evil piece of work. He is just really, you have no idea. You think that Joe Biden is bad. You think that Joe Biden's an evil piece of work. Just imagine if Joe Biden still had all of his marbles and about 40 years left on his clock. And you'd be looking at Daniel Andrews and twice as evil. That's who you're looking at. And we run him for the state premier, and he is on board the Titanic. He is at the helm, and he is headed not square for the iceberg, but slightly oblique to do the most damage possible.
Well, hold that thought, Gwyneth. We'll be right back, everybody, after this break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. And I am with Gwyneth Isaacs, live from Australia. And you were talking about corrupt leaders, and we all know they're not leaders. I give a lot of, Gwyneth, I don't know how much you listen when I'm on the air. I realize it's difficult for you because of where you are and that you only have a phone when you have the minutes. But that being said, I've mentioned a lot of psychological studies over the years and try to get the bullet points from each one, like mass formation psychosis or MK Ultra, things of that nature. Long story short, the people who are supposedly in charge, and I've made it very clear and I've proved it, there are no more official authorities or experts. They're basically people who have been psychologically profiled who are willing to sell out their country's freedom and sovereignty for their own personal gain. Now, it could be money, it could be that they're blackmailed, it could be that they're threatened even. But those are the type of people that they're psychologically implanting for the purpose of controlling the masses. Basically, people who's willing to literally sell us out. So that being said, Gwyneth, regarding, are there any ideas and solutions or warnings that you have, anything revolving self-sufficiency, frugality? We all know where this is going. You know, let me just give you a few examples of published articles in the public domain that I like to give, so I'm not giving too many opinions. Southwestern wells are running dry due to drought here in America. and foreign-owned farms, that's code for Chinese-owned farms, are using the water to feed their cattle for export to their countries. Top intelligence agency warned PM Trudeau that China was funding candidates in the 2019 election. That's all proven. Even the World Economic Forum literally said on video, Trudeau and half the cabinet in Canada is owned. And last one here, America's military is being gutted in preparation for Chinese military invasion on the West Coast. So we all know what the so-called vax is doing. We all know how this is a depopulation event. You know, Karen Kingston made it very clear when she talked about this being an AI bioweapon, and I went into specificity regarding paraphrasing her yesterday. And this bioweapon is very dangerous, and I've mentioned statistics like Canada has 100 times increase in myocarditis. The millennial generation has like an 80% increase in excess deaths. I mean, it's excess deaths across the board, especially with young people, and even more so a subset of young men. So do you have any comments on what I just said, where things are going, Gwyneth?
Yeah. Don't take the genocidal death shot, number one. Number two, don't think that you can have any sort of political uprising at this time and succeed, okay? You need to go. Jesus Christ is my source on this in the Bible. He said all these things must come to pass. Jesus said, all these things must come to pass. Not Gwyneth. He said, when you see the abomination of desolation, that means the disgusting thing that makes desolate, standing in the holy place, head for the hills and stay there until I return. That's what Jesus Christ said. He said, don't go to your house and get your coat. Don't stop. Don't do anything but head for the hills and stay there until I return. Now, I'm already in the hills, okay? I'm in I'm in the place with the lowest population density in the whole state of Victoria, okay? The largest municipality with the lowest population. That means the lowest population density in the whole state. And Victoria, by context, has got around about the same land area as the whole United Kingdom. And so it's as if I was in the remotest, and we've got a fraction of the population. We've got like about 5 million people here, and the UK's got about 26 million people.
Gwyneth,
so it's as if I'm in the remote corner of the Scottish Highlands.
Yeah, hold that thought, Gwyneth, from Australia Live. We will be right back, folks.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right. Right, cue them up. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A shooter at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia Tuesday night that left six people dead was a manager at that Walmart, and that he took his own life with the handgun he brought. The Chesapeake Police Department says four other people were hospitalized. Kevin Harper was on the clock at the time of the shooting.
Just left out the break room. Manager come in there, started capping people up in there. Started shooting, bro. Like, I'm whole, though, y'all. Sadly, though, we lost a few of our associates. I don't know how many. I'm not going to speak on it.
More rescuers and volunteers were deployed Wednesday on Indonesia's main island of Java to search for dead and missing from an earthquake that has killed just under 300 people. The 5.6 magnitude quake struck Monday. Two blasts went off near a bus stop in Jerusalem, Israel, at the height of morning rush hour Wednesday, killing one person and injuring at least 18 others. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
God,
you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheehan with Gwyneth Isaacs live from Australia. And Gwyneth, you used the term population. I'm going to twist the context just a little bit. But I want to share two articles with you briefly, and I want your comment to show you how the powers that be have just duped and played so many people. And of course, when we're talking about the death jab, they did not get as many people as they had hoped, because now there's a control group of people who did not take the jab, and they can see everybody else having heart attacks, strokes, brain aneurysms, lung embolisms, blood clots, which they're not even calling blood clots anymore. And they can see, they see the cognitive impairment, all this stuff. But let me give you, share two articles. I'm just going to share bullet points. 4,070% increase in miscarriages. And then Chuck Schumer, in another article, he's been pushing these COVID depopulation death jabs for the last couple of years. So Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer is now demanding amnesty for millions of illegals to replace the people who died, because in their, I've mentioned articles many times, the Democrats feel that when people move into this country, people of different ethnicity, different skill sets, that the Democrat Party and the rhinos can control them. So the hypocrisy basically is the approval of genocide, eugenics, a.k.a. murder, and now they're going to eliminate the rule of law and open the floodgates to more illegal, undocumented aliens, where 70% are probably military-age men, from the articles that I have given. Gwyneth, your comments.
Yeah, coincidentally, today I was listening to an old Jordan Peterson podcast where he and a friend of his, Matthew Pajur, who is Matthew Pajur and his brother, Jonathan Pajur, Greek Orthodox, you know, they're not ministers of religion, but what they do is Matthew Pajur writes on Greek Orthodox iconography, and Jonathan Pajur is a Greek Orthodox icon painter. Now, agree with icons or disagree, but they know a lot about their religion, and what they were talking about was, oh gosh, what was my point? I was saying about the symbols that were, oh gosh.
I just gave you articles about depopulation and hypocrisy by the Democrat Party, saying that since so many people, basically Schumer was alluding to so many.
Oh, yes, foreigners, that's right. They were talking about how in the Bible it points out that although David was of a foreign lineage, Matthew Pajur was talking about how although King David was of a foreign lineage, his people were brought into the Israelite nation carefully over a few generations. That's right. That's what I was going to talk about. And this is what we're not doing here. Okay? We are not assimilating these people gradually. They are taking us over here in Australia and also in the United States as well. And it's not going to end well. Okay? They are, at the same time, demonizing the white people and demonizing our culture. And they are making us out to be such evil people. And our whole culture, our religion, okay, everything about us is just, you know, that there's nothing good that is said on the mainstream press about white culture. And if we dare to speak up about it, then we are considered to be racist. And I'm not racist, but I'm a white person and I like my culture. I like my white culture. I like other cultures as well, but they're not my culture. Okay? I grew up amongst New Zealand Māori. I was actually chief. I was actually friends with one of the chiefs and his sister, one of the major chiefs of the whole Maori, New Zealand Maori nation. And his name was called, if you want to look him up, he's got documentaries about him on the internet. His name was called Hiko Oterangi Hohepa. And he was my friend. And I used to live with his sister, Mihi Hohepa, when I was in New Zealand. And she was my dear friend. And they've both passed on now, unfortunately. I love their culture. But I came to the point one day and I realized, I love your culture, but it's not my culture. I will never be a Maori. I wish I could be a Maori, but in another way, I'm, you know, there's a lot of things about that. The Maoris are having deep problems all of their own, you know, and it's a good thing that it's, you know, not something that I have to deal with at this time. But I've got my own problems with my own culture to deal with. And the Native Americans have their problems with their culture that they have to deal with as well.
Hey,
does that make sense?
Gwyneth, can I comment?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I have proven many times through financial, economic, social, and political rationale that it's not anti-white. It's anti-bottom 93% income white. In other words, it's anti-poor middle class.
You're absolutely right. I've given
a thousand reasons where if it was anti-white, then Soros, Gates, Bezos, Zuckerberg, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Morgans, Carnegies, all these people in charge of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, white people, their money would be taken away and there would be no more inheritances to their children, especially over $1 million. So basically what they're doing is they're enhancing divide and conquer strategies by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for victim group status, which is making everybody poor across the board because we're bringing in so much corruption and manipulation, and they're increasing nepotism connections and inheritances to take care of their own. It's not anti-white. Everybody listening around the world right now, it's not anti-white. It's anti-poor and middle-class white. And that's who they're blaming while they're consolidating power, money, and control for the elite of the names and way more names that I don't have time to mention. It's the same players. Your comment on what I just said, Glenn.
Yes. You're absolutely right. And then I got to thinking, you know, the white culture's had a lot of problems and, you know, my ancestors as individuals in particular have done some really, really awful things, but they've done some really great things as well. Like, one of my ancestors was Florence Nightingale's sister, set up the modern nursing system. Another ancestor was at Parliament, was a UK parliamentary whip. That means that he was one of the people in charge of the British Parliament while the British Parliament was going all over the world doing dreadful colonial things of oppressing native tribes here, there and everywhere. Well, that was one of my ancestors was helping to run that. Well, at exactly the same time, another ancestor was setting up the modern nursing system. So you've got to take up... You know, you've got to realize that you cannot get good, pure good on this earth, and neither is there absolutely pure evil, except for a few cases. I would say Bill Gates is pure evil. I would say Dan Andrews is basically pure evil. I would say that a few other people on this earth, but it's only a handful of people on the earth are absolutely pure evil, okay? And for everyone who says, oh, well, we should, which I've heard people say, because I'm interested in Indigenous tribes and cultures. I'm really interested in it, and including my husband's culture, which is the Scottish Highlanders. And I actually learned Scottish Gaelic, which was a monumental feat. But what it is, everybody who says, oh, well, we should just all go to living in an Indigenous tribal cultural way, I says, well, you know, in a way I agree. I think that the Indigenous tribal cultural way has a lot of benefits, but you're not seeing the bad side of it. The tribe that I grew up amongst were cannibals. They lived in a geothermal area. They used to do cannibal raids on the neighbouring tribe across the way. They used to bring prisoners across. They used to hold them captive as prisoners of war and slaves. They used to get them to do all their work. And then when they maybe went through a time of famine, or maybe just because they were bored, they would get some of these prisoners and they would use them to test out the hot pools, the geothermal pools, to see which ones were good for swimming in. And they would throw the prisoners into the hot pools. And if the prisoners died by being boiled to death instantly, then they would know that the hot pool was not good to swim in. But if they swam to the other side, then they'd know that they could all get in the hot pool. And if they died instantly, then they'd fish their body out and eat them. That's the part of Indigenous tribal culture that everybody forgets, that everybody likes to forget, but it's the truth. Okay? And like I said, I love these people. I think they're wonderful. And after they became Christians and gave up their cannibalistic tribal warfare, they became the most beautiful people on earth. And if it wasn't New Zealand, and if they weren't being ruled by a brutal, evil person who's over there at the moment, who's another WEF shill, I might just go back and live there. But the thing is that the reason why I won't is because, for one thing, they only have one police jurisdiction in the whole country, so there's no state line you can hop over if they decide they don't like you. And for another thing, it's about, you know, 3,000 miles out in the middle of the ocean and there's nowhere to go. And for another thing, they're being ruled by a brutal psychopathic dictator. I don't want to live in a place like that. At least in Australia, it's a big enough... Yes, it's still an island in the middle of the ocean, but it's a big enough island that there's always somewhere to go and there's always another police jurisdiction, you know. There's state lines you can... And if it ever really got that bad, you could always hop over the border into another jurisdiction. You can do that here in Australia. You can't do that in New Zealand because there's only one police jurisdiction in the whole country that's out in the middle of nowhere. And if anyone's there, they're stuck. They're going to have to fight it out. And it's very unfortunate. And my advice to them is my same advice to everybody. Find somewhere rural, head for the hills, stay there till this is all over. Jesus Christ is coming back.
We'll be right back.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two is coming up. We have one more short segment before that, and we are talking to Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia at about 2 a.m. or a few minutes after that. Gwyneth, you know, I've given lots of articles published in the public domain about how the hypocrisy, the double standards from judges, lawyers, especially politicians, bankers, all the people involved who's willing to throw their country's sovereignty, freedom, and constitution, charter, whatever, underneath the table. And it's really obvious that the people have woken up to the totalitarian attacks, and it's very obvious also that they know who has betrayed the trust of the people and dishonored and corrupted their profession. That being said, when you see the mainstream media, Washington, D.C., I'm using obviously America as an example, constantly massaging and manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance, in other words, their own self-interest and self-preservation, but they're not practicing what they preach. And they basically, it's so obvious that they're lowering the bars of standards and expectations for every job, especially big government or government in general and big corporations. But take a look at these three articles. I'm going to give you bullet points again. Biological male takes first place in girls' track meet after placing only 72nd in the boys' competition. So to basically decode that is a mediocre male is competing against females, they're still kicking butt. The next article right here is American Academy of Pediatrics claims that kids can now consent to mastectomies and gender surgeries, but they're not allowed to have tattoos. And another article is 158 priests rape 600 children in Baltimore Archdiocese. So everything is going in the wrong direction. This hypocrisy left and right. One of my favorite hypocrisy articles is what I'm about to give you here. It's out of the Daily Mail, and 400, you can't even make this stuff up, Gwyneth, 400 private jets arrive at the climate summit, and they're telling us we have to reduce our climate footprint, our carbon footprint, pardon me, while they're showing up with 400 private jets. You just can't even make up this hypocrisy and double standards. Your comments on any one or all these articles, Gwyneth Isaacs. Are you there, Gwyneth? All right, folks, we might have lost Gwyneth, at least temporarily. I'm hoping that the engineers are listening to this, unless I am disconnected, but I'm just going to keep going and assume that I'm not. Okay, thanks, Jason. So, as you know, folks, I like to use published articles in the public domain because I find it's very important to make sure that I'm not giving just opinion, and that's why I want to use, I try to use financial, economic, social, and political based articles, and my job is to wake up the people, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. So here's another article I hear. Elon Musk lays a trap for cheating Democrats, finds 2.3 million anti-right wing bots. D-O-T-S. So don't believe things that you hear from Washington, D.C. or the mainstream media, because it's all propaganda hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. And Gwyneth, I understand that you're back. Are you here? Are you with us?
Yes. Yes, I'm back with you. I was saying thank you, Jesus. They dropped me after that rant. They dropped me like a hot brick. But
Do you think it was done intentionally?
I think it was. I absolutely think it was. And you know something? I'm so fed up with this. Okay? Where the demonization of white people and how everybody wants to, like I said, I love tribal cultures, but the way that tribal cultures get put on a pedestal and everybody ignores the dark side of tribal culture. The tribal cultures are absolutely brutal, and at their worst, they are cannibalistic. And, you know, my ancestors were the Picts. The Picts were generally classed as being white people. Okay, and they were cannibals too. They were a cannibal tribal culture that lived in Britain. And according to their own stories, they ate Andrew, ate. They had a cannibalistic feast on St. Andrew. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. That's why the town of St. Andrews is called St. Andrews, is because that's where St. Andrew's grave is. And they dug it up a few years back. And they found the remains of a cannibal feast in the grave.
All right, Gwyneth, hold all those thoughts. Folks, we will be back with it. We're at the end of the first hour. We'll be back for the second hour with Gwyneth, hopefully, if she isn't disconnected. And we all appreciate you being here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.